What impresses you the most? What do you think impresses other people? Or we could say, what do you put on your resume? And a better question might be, what do you leave off your resume? But what really matters is what impresses God. Hebrews 11, we call it the faith chapter because it's the hall of faith, a list of people who impress God and what it is that they did that actually impressed God. Now, today we're going to be looking at Abraham. Verse 8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise, for he was looking for the city which had foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered or attempted to offer up Isaac, who had received the promises, was offering up his only begotten son. So here is what impresses God about Abraham. Now, Abraham was an impressive man. He was one of the richest men in the Middle East. He personally talked to Pharaoh. He was a friend of Abimelech. He had 318 soldiers raised up in his own household. Think of it. He threw a dinner for two angels and God. His wife was Miss Middle East. She was so beautiful that kings desired to have her. He was an impressive man. But none of those things are listed here in the Hall of Faith as what impressed God. To the secular mind, you could almost say that Abraham never stayed in one place long, didn't know where he was going, thought he heard voices and tried to kill his son. Would that impress you if that were the headlines in the newspaper today? Not at all. But something impressed God. Abraham obeyed God when it didn't make sense to him. Abraham, I want you to go. Go where? I'll tell you on the way. It's like maybe the church threw a going away party for Abraham. And so they're sharing snacks and they're having some punch and things. And people are talking, making light talk. By the way, Abraham, this is a going away party, but we don't know where you're going. Where is it you're headed? Well, I don't know. Can you imagine? Abraham went down to the U-Haul dealer. He wanted to rent a bunch of camels to haul his stuff and some donkeys and carts. And they said, fine, Abraham, no problem. Tell us your destination, where you're going to leave these things off. Well, I don't know. Well, we can't rent to you unless you know where you're going. I've had a similar experience. Debbie and I resigned from our positions so that we could go west and do church planting. And so we didn't know exactly where we were going to end up. So we couldn't rent a U-Haul. So instead I bought this old box truck. It was a disaster. I paid $6,000 for it and put $4,000 into it and had problems along the way. Nevertheless, we had to do something to get our stuff out there because we didn't know where we were going. Along the way, we stopped in Nebraska. I said, wow, what a beautiful little town, little village out in the middle of cornfields. Let's stop here. Land was cheap. Houses were cheap. Debbie said, would you still want to go to California? I said, well, someday. She said, well, let's keep going. So we stopped in Wyoming along I-80, and I said, we could start a cowboy church here. She said, would you still go to California someday? And I said, of course. Well, she said, let's keep going. We did the same thing in Reno. Finally, we ended up in California. It took months to decide where we wanted to plant a church in California. So I know what Abraham was going through. Abraham obeyed God when it didn't make sense to him. Now, let me say that again. Did it make sense to sacrifice his only son that he'd waited for so many years? No. Did it make sense to sell all that he had and make a caravan to head west when he didn't know exactly where he was going? No. Did it make sense that Noah built an ark when it never rained and there were no oceans. No. Faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense to us. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.